Okay, item 764.
Authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to convey certain permanent easements at Northeast 2nd Avenue and Flanders Street to Union Pacific Railroad in exchange for a permanent easement, license, and agreement to install improvements on city-owned and controlled property.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance will allow us to convey an easement to Union Pacific to allow the railroad to improve its service between Milwaukee and Troutdale. And I'm pleased to introduce our panel from BES, Randy Tomczyk, and from PBOT, Dave McEldowney. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Randy Tomczyk from the Bureau of Environmental Services. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, we've been working on this project for quite some time, a couple of years. And I'd like to acknowledge Brent Winkler, who is an employee in Bureau of Development Services that actually coordinated our citywide team's efforts over that entire time and kept us going. Union Pacific Railroad has met all of the conditions to both inspect and protect our critical infrastructures at this site. That includes pump station structures and pipelines that go underneath the railroad tracks, both new and existing, as well as our improved site and security access. Most of the issues around this ordinance have to deal with easements, both to and from the city and to and from the railroad. And David McEldowney from PBOT's right-of-way division is here to explain what those are and answer any questions.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Dave McEldowney, the right-of-way acquisition supervisor for the Bureau of Transportation. And I've been coordinating the real estate components of this transaction between the Bureau of Environmental Services and Union Pacific. You've just heard, you know, Randy discuss that the functionality of the pump station will remain intact. In a couple minutes, you'll hear from the representatives of Union Pacific who will discuss the benefits of this project, not only for the railroad, but also for the general public. This will, as I want to reiterate, that this will be an exchange of property rights. And I've provided you with a map up there. I'll just give you a quick run through there. You'll see that the streets and the easements are overlaid on there. That dark blue triangle, that is what the railroad is seeking, an easement for railroad purposes. They'll essentially have the surface use. ODOT has the aerial use above it for their ramps, and the city will maintain the subsurface rights for all of the city's pipes that you see going through there in red. The two aqua blue parcels are easements that Union Pacific will be conveying to the city that will allow BES to expand the pump station and allow it to function better and also allow for a new entrance to come off of Northeast 2nd through there. The two blue linear parcels, they represent a roadway license benefiting the city. This will not only benefit BES by allowing them to go between our rights of way, but other city bureaus, PBOT folks that need to get out and look at bridges, police, fire, anyone that needs to be able to get out there in that area. The pink parcel is just a small sewer easement that will allow the railroad to drain their new facility into the ODOT's existing facility there. And then the little golden areas just represents an easement that a property right that the railroad's reserving through the area that BES will use for a subsurface pipe to connect those two. So all of these documents have been reviewed by the city attorney's office and approved. Bureau of Transportation is prepared to issue encroachment permits for all the crossings of the various rights of way on this small segment here. And this is these property rights on the BES parcel are the remaining critical path that we have to get through. So unless you have any immediate questions of us right now, I think we'd like to step aside and let Union Pacific and any members of the public come forward.
Okay, thank you. Come on up, please.
Good Morning, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you today. I'm Brock Nelson, Director of Public Affairs for Union Pacific, headquartered here in Portland. With me today, I have Peter Fry, who's a local planning consultant that's been working with us on our project. And to my left is Bill Burgle, who is a former chief dispatcher for Union Pacific Railroad and currently a retired consultant who's here on his own time. So what I'm here to do today is just basically give you an overview of the project. Bill's going to do that with your permission and then to answer any questions you might have. But before I turn the floor over to Bill, I too would like to give a shout out to city staff. This has been a long process. There's been a lot of moving parts in threading the needle and putting this track, the connection in place, and they've been a big help, and I appreciate everything they've done. With me today, I dropped off four letters of support for the project, one from the Oregon Department of Transportation Rail Division, one from the Port of Portland, one from Amtrak, and then one from the Association of Rail and Transit Advocates. So with that, I'm going to ask if Bill would just give you a brief overview on the needs of this project.
Morning.
Good morning. With me is, or I have in my hands here, the report that we use in the area. It's called the I-5 Rail Capacity Study. It was I was one of the authors back in 2002-2003. It was commissioned by Governor Kitzhaber and Governor Locke up in the state of Washington to improve fluidity along the I-5 corridor, specific to the project at hand. The connection at East Portland was discussed. If I could talk from the board.
Speak loudly enough, and then our city attorney can turn her microphone in your direction.
Okay.
That way the system will pick you up.
So what happens with this connection, which was envisioned when Union Pacific acquired Southern Pacific back in 97?
Oh, there we go. Even better than that. All right.
There's this connection down here at the south leg of the Y at East Portland. What the report focuses on is the fact that the passenger trains that flow along the I-5 corridor are virtually they're operated with little, if any, delay. What incurs the delay is all the freight traffic that operates in this, what they call the Portland Triangle. That was back in 2002, and the forecast of increasing the number of passenger trains by the state of Washington, which did get a high-speed passenger grant of $800 million in the state of Washington, those trains are going to come online, those additional passenger trains, in the next couple of years. So in advance of that, and also to keep minimize the freight train delay in the area, this connection is needed, if only to keep the passenger trains on time. What happens is most of the freight trains come in along this Kenton line, which is to the north, and right now, without that connections, trains, a lot of forest product trains that come from down in California and from Eugene area, Roseburg area, they come up through Portland. They make the right-hand turn onto this Kent line and proceed east is what happens. When that occurs, freight trains coming from the Puget Sound area, mostly container trains, have to wait up on the passenger main, okay? When that occurs, the passenger trains can incur or possibly could incur delay. If you remove those trains from this mix by building this connection, that will greatly improve the reliability of passenger trains. So that's basically what this report says, specific to this East End connection.
I'd just like to add to Bill's comments that this project will improve the overall fluidity of all trains moving through Portland. There's a positive public benefit in that there's 10 fewer grade crossings on our Graham line than there are on the Kenton line. So every train that reroutes to the Graham line where there is capacity available takes 10 crossings that we don't have to cross on the Kenton line, and we don't have to sound the horn. vehicles don't have to wait for the trains to go by. So there is a positive public benefit to the project. And again, it'll just help all commodities move through the Portland area much more efficiently. So with that, I will answer any questions you have.
I assume there's a fuel efficiency effect as well, in terms of not having to go as far?
Well, there it's a shorter distance, right, by about 6 miles. But I think that the best benefit is that with this added flexibility, trains aren't going to have to stop and wait as much as they would currently to get through Albina or to move against the grain on the Kenton line. So less stopping, less idling, less fuel, fewer emissions.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We have a couple of, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Dan, you have a question?
A couple of comments, because this is going to go to a second reading. First, I appreciate the comments you made about staff. When I got my first briefing on this, it was mind-bogglingly complicated, and it's a dense area with a lot of stuff going on. And I, too, want to just compliment the staff from both PBOT and BES that worked on it. And frankly, just I think this also is consistent with one of Commissioner Novick's visions, which is that the utility bureaus work at a very high level together to address just precisely these kinds of things. This has been going on for some time, but I want to thank the senior team that really worked hard to make this happen and did a great job. And second, I did ask one question when I got my briefing, which I shared with my friend from UP, which was, in light of this agreement, can we piggyback this onto a broader discussion about Sullivan's Gulch? And for a number of reasons, we decided it's not appropriate to do so. But I'd be remiss with you being here today not to just sort of indicate that there are two parts of our active transportation network where the railroads are the critical partner that we're heavily engaged in today. One is in North Portland. The mayor's directly involved in that, and so are a lot of our friends in Swan Island, and there's a critical piece there that we're trying to get right. The second piece is the piece that is the linchpin to connect East Portland with our great system, and that's Sullivan's Gulch. We've done some planning. We have schematics and designs. It could leverage a lot of development, but most importantly, it could provide a safe access route for bicyclists to get from East Portland downtown and to our great network. It is a high priority for the city. It's a high priority for transportation, for parks, and for the city. And we've been opportunistic in trying to seek grants to do little pieces of it. But frankly, we cannot crack this nut without a robust partnership with our friends at UP. So today we're going to move forward, I think, with this. It's been cooked. It's the right thing to do, and we really appreciate the relationship. But this council is firmly committed to working out the details of Sullivan's Gulch. And we just would ask that we get, you know, a firm commitment to have that dialogue to see how we can make that vision work, because that is a absolutely essential part of our active transportation network.
And I've been, for the 6 years that I've been up here, I've been the point of contact on trail-related issues. I've been involved with city staff on the conversations and talk about the vision for Sullivan's Gulch, and I offer my support going forward. It is a lot of complexities, obviously, with what the city had characterizes what they wanted to accomplish. But again, I am happy to offer my support to facilitate the conversation and see what can be done, if anything, going forward. So
we appreciate that. And I think, you know, if you look at this, if we can solve this kind of complexity, we ought to be able to solve that. This has got to be one of the most complex layering of easements in town. Please.
The only one more complicated was ORF.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That involved 5 different jurisdictions.
Yeah.
This has to rank.
Yeah, this is right up there. So this is heartening to see us figure this stuff out and make it work for the railroad, make it work for the community. So appreciate the good work. Other questions for the team here? Peter, want to add anything at this point?
So. Again, we're not going to vote today. This goes to a second reading, but want to thank the team from UP and the professionalism, and again, really single out the senior staff of PBOT and BES has been working hard to get to yes on this, and this is not easy. And it's a very congested area with a lot going on, and And this is an elegant and creative solution, and want to thank them for their work.
Yep. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you all. This passes to second reading and will be on the calendar next week. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.